You are tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We are online at wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts. Well, it's kind of hard to know how to introduce our next guest. He's an author of both fiction and nonfiction. He's also a television host. He'll be at the Vero Beach Book Center this Saturday. He's Brad Meltzer, and he joins us now to talk about his new book in which he's picked 10 conspiracy theories to look into.
Yeah, you know, what we did was we didn't just want to count. The book is called The Code at the Top, 10 Greatest Conspiracies of All Time. And what we did is I didn't just want to count down the top conspiracies. What we wanted to do was give people the actual evidence.
And so in this book, you've given people the chance to actually kind of discover some of this evidence.
The book, when you get to each chapter, has a secret compartment, and you can actually pull out of the book the actual documents and evidence you want to see. So, for instance, in the Abraham Lincoln chapter, where Abraham Lincoln is assassinated by John Wilkes Booth, years ago, John Wilkes Booth's family approached me and said, through their lawyer, that their relative, John Wilkes Booth, was not killed that day, that everyone says. He's not the one buried in his coffin. He escaped and took on another identity, and would I like to hear their story? You better believe I wanted to hear that story. So when you get to that chapter on John Wilkes Booth, you can open up that little secret compartment, and you pull out the letter that John Wilkes Booth wrote, and you pull out the wanted poster, and you unfold it, and you can look at what they looked at back then in 1865.
And, you know, we have seen, of course, reproductions in books, okay? But to take that out and look at both sides, and it even has the feel of being, you know, something a little bit older, that just kind of almost puts me right there, like I'm the one doing the reporting
and
discovering
right,
this.
You know, and really, my father-in-law, you know, he always gets, every year for Christmas and Hanukkah, he gets a tie, you know? And we're always like, give him something that he'll enjoy. Give him, and now he gets the take this and pull and look at the history and feel it and say, wait a minute, here's the teletype that the State Department said sent about Lee Harvey Oswald when he renounced his citizenship. Here's what they were saying about him. You get to read exactly the report that our government had, and you're taken right back there, and you get to examine it. And I just love that it brings history to life like that.
One of the things that's consistent in your fiction and your nonfiction and your television show is mystery. Finding out things. Have you always been interested maybe in these conspiracy theories even when you were writing your fiction?
I think I have in an odd way, just because I'm upset. You know, I remember when I was in 11th grade, I was going to school, high school in Florida, and my 11th grade history teacher, Miss Ellen Sherman, wheeled in a video one day, and she showed us a video of JFK's death. And it was a documentary that wasn't a kooky, crazy one. It was asking the real logical, hard questions. You know, how did Jack Ruby get past those people? And I remember just blowing my mind, and ever since then, it just really shook the foundations of how I view things.
We get a chance to see it on television as well.
Yeah, no, that's the fun, is we have this show, we have Decoded on the Air, which I love, and History Channel runs. We're trying to figure out if we're going to do more right now. We just did a special with them. But what I love is, to me, I actually love the books more, because you know why? Because you get the time to examine it yourself.
Other conspiracies in the book include whether or not there's really any gold at Fort Knox, UFOs at Roswell, Georgia, and inside Area 51, and is there a Confederate treasure of $20 million missing dollars hidden somewhere? You can also hear Brad Meltzer's theory of who shot John Kennedy on our website, wqcs.org. Brad Meltzer will be at the Vero Beach Book Center this Saturday, October 26th at 1 o'clock. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.